Daddy? Are you working? Oh, okay. I just didn't know if you had a minute to talk. I mean, I don't come home from college every day, you know. Yeah? You can take a break? Thank you, Daddy. Well, I know you don't like to talk about this stuff, but I wanted to talk about the lady you brought home last night. I know you're an adult, and I know you can see women. I'm not mad about that, Daddy. Mom left us a long time ago, and I know you're not looking for a replacement for her. And I want you to know that I appreciate that. I don't want a new mom. I love just having you in my life. I want my daddy all to myself. That's the dumb thing, Daddy. You bring home all these different women, and they're all just kind of... Ugh, you know, like, they're dumb. You brought home a girl one time that thought diet pills were just regular pills with less calories. That's just stupid, Daddy. Like, I know they don't stick around or anything, but I didn't exactly have a treasure trove of great lady role models growing up. No, I know you tried to keep that part of your life separate from me, and you always make time for me, that helps, but this isn't really about me, Daddy. I want you to be happy. And I don't think that a revolving door in your bedroom is very fulfilling. I'm not telling you how to live your life, Daddy. I just want you to have someone who challenges you, you know? Someone who isn't intimidated by you. Now, don't give me that look. Yes, you are! You totally are doing your whole big, who, me? Look right now like you're some big dumb baby who can't figure things out. Don't forget that I have spent my whole life with you, Daddy. I know how smart you are. You can't just sit around and go, ooh, gee golly, what's my little girl talking about? I'm just a big old huggable teddy bear all the time. Blah. See, you know that you're a real big man, and all these women don't take the time to get to know you, and they think that you're just this take-charge gorilla, and you use that to play a little part for them until they get on your nerves, and then you move on. Daddy, I'm sure it's fun to be in charge of all your lady friends for a little bit. But don't you sometimes want to be taken care of? Don't you want someone who... I mean, like, a relationship that's more equal? Where it's not just you giving all the time until you're tired and don't have any more to give? Daddy? You okay? Daddy, are those tears? I didn't think you'd take it this much to heart. Daddy, come here. It's okay. Let me sit on your lap like I used to. Gosh, Daddy. Even though I'm grown up now, you still feel like a giant when I'm right next to you like this. It makes me feel like a little kid. What? Well, of course I'm grown up. Didn't you notice that I'm a woman now? Don't be silly. There's no little girl out there with breasts this big. I'm probably bigger than every one of those tiny women that you brought home combined. Might be short, Daddy, but that doesn't mean I'm small. That's the main difference between me and all of those girls you brought home, isn't it? Well, that and actual IQ. Yeah, I know, that was pretty catty. But don't think I didn't notice you only bring home women who are real small, Daddy. You must tower over them most of the time. And I bet they never get tired of you throwing them around, too. Yeah, I've got your number. I told you that I knew you. Although, to be honest, I found myself getting really jealous of those women, Daddy. I'd see them coming out of your room wearing one of your shirts, just looking like a dress on them, and I just want to kick them right out of the house, and maybe I'm selfish. I just want to monopolize all your time. I know you tried to stop that from happening, Daddy. You didn't want me to see your little one-night stands. I can call them that, right? That's what they were, and I'm a grown-up now. I don't have to pretend that they were little sleepovers anymore. It's okay, Daddy. I know you were fucking them. I'm not under any delusion that all those noises I heard from your room was just playful wrestling. You could never stop me from seeing them, though, Daddy. All of those women wanted me to see. They were vicious and vile, and they wanted you to themselves, and they wanted me to know that you were getting something from them that I couldn't provide you with. One of them went so far as to send me a text from your phone asking me to come home just so I'd walk in on you two. I know you remember that one, Daddy. You were so embarrassed. You didn't know how long I stood there watching you bend her over this desk, taking her from behind, pushing her down with your big hand while she was screaming her voice out like some shitty try-hard amateur porn star, the kind you probably jerk off to and then forget. But I know what I'll never forget, Daddy. I'll never forget how big you looked next to her. I remember seeing your penis, Daddy. And it was so big. The biggest I'd ever seen in my whole life. And I remember wondering how you could even fit it inside of that woman. She looked like she could barely walk afterwards when you told her to leave it after that little stunt. Hold on, Daddy. I need to move. I want to hug you closer, and I need to straddle you to do it. There. That's better. What? Ugh, that lady. She was a horrible old cunt, Daddy. Do you remember how she smiled even when you asked her to get out? And she looked right at me and winked before leaving. I hated her so much. But I guess you didn't hate her as much, because you brought her back here again after that. I saw her blowing you. No, no, she didn't trick me into finding you that time. But it wasn't like I could sleep over the sounds of her sucking you that night. I didn't blame you for calling her again, Daddy. I could tell she was making you feel good with that stupid little slut mouth of hers. I was fascinated, Daddy. I saw the way your head fell back, the way your giant hands wrapped around her head, and your hips thrust into her mouth from the couch. God, the way she gagged on you and then kept going, I just couldn't believe it. Daddy, you're remembering it too, aren't you? I can tell. I can feel you growing under me. No, Daddy, don't apologize. I wanted you to grow. That's why I decided to tell you all these naughty things. I knew you'd get bigger for me if you remembered all those dollar store alley skanks you brought home and the slutty things they did to make you feel good. They were all so small like me, weren't they? They wore their hair like I did, too. And don't think I never noticed that every last one of those bitches called you Daddy just like I do. Whew, you got a little bigger when I said that. Do you like it when a sweet little girl sits in your lap like this and whispers dirty things in your ear? Do you like it when it's your own little girl calling you Daddy like this? Because those other girls, they're nothing. You're not really their Daddy. That's all just pretend. But me, I'm your real little girl. And your real little girl just has a thin pair of tiny athletic shorts between you and her right now. But you know that, don't you, Daddy? You can feel all the heat coming off of me. Can I confess something to you? I always get hot when I think about you. I can't help myself. Every time I feel your fingers on my skin or your lips against my forehead, or I see that outline of that big fucking bulge in your pants. It's so big, Daddy. There's no mistaking it. I get so hot. You're so much bigger than me, and every time you get close, you just overwhelm me. You're like a giant next to me. Even your scent fills me up and takes me over. My little cunt throbs just thinking about it. Do you know what I was doing every night that I heard you stretching some poor little slut out with that big dick in your room? I was grabbing my favorite pillows so I could straddle them. Yes, Daddy. Straddling those pillows, just like I'm straddling you right now. And I'd just grind and grind on them, you know? Anything to make my little pussy feel good. And I'd hear those girls in your room moan and scream, and I'd just imagine it was me getting filled up just right by your giant fucking cock, Daddy. I know you've never heard me talk this way, but I can't help it anymore, Daddy. I'm sitting here in your lap, and I can feel that hardness between your legs just getting bigger and bigger, and it's throbbing right up against my little shorts, and I just need it, you know? Mm-mm. Yeah, you're right, Daddy. It's so wrong, and it's so bad, and I'm such a bad girl for feeling this way. I think about how bad I am every time I imagine stuffing this big fucking cock into my tiny mouth. Do you know how often I imagine that, Daddy? So much. I'm sorry, Daddy, but I need to. I just need to move on it. Just pretend it's my pillow and I'm making myself feel good again. Fuck yeah. Let me grind back and forth on it, please. Does it feel good for you too? I want it to feel good. I want to take care of you. I want to make you feel better than any of those other girls. You don't need them, Daddy. They're trash. Stupid, used up, worthless old cunts. They can't do what I can. They can't make you feel this special. Just look at me, Daddy. Your little girl is a woman now, and I can give you everything. Would you like that? I'll give you more than all of those saddled bitches ever could. When my ass is bouncing in your lap, you'll know it's the roundest. When your fat fucking cock is deep inside me, you'll know it's the tightest pussy. I've got the hottest mouth, the biggest tits. Daddy, I've got it all, and I want it just to be for you. Daddy, please, unzip those pants. Fuck. Yes, I need it. Put it inside me, please. Shit. Go slow. Daddy, it's so big. Just let me lower down a little more and a little more and fuck. Fuck, Daddy. My legs are shaking. Hold me up. Oh, thank you. Help me down more, please. I want to take it all. Fuck. I want to take it all for you. God, you're filling me up. It's better than my pillow, Daddy. Better than my biggest toy. You fill me up. It's so fucking good. It's big shit. Yes. Daddy, give me more. Tell me I'm better than those old sluts. Tell me I'm the best. Put your hands on my hips. Please, grab my tits. Yeah, Daddy, squeeze them. Suck off my nipples. You like this tight little girl pussy? You like the way it squeezes that fat cock? Oh, this pussy's all yours, and that dick is all mine. That's right, you're not bringing any other girls to the home anymore, are you, Daddy? No, no, sir. You've got everything you need right here, bouncing on your cock. Is this all you need? You just need your little girl's tight pussy milking that big dick, trying to get every last drop of cum. Daddy, I want more. You're so big inside of me, and no one will ever be able to satisfy you as much as I can. Daddy, I'm gonna come. Come with me, please. Daddy. 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 Better than I dreamed it would be. And tonight, I can sleep in your bed, can't I, Daddy? We can have a sleepover in your room. But it's not a sleepover, is it? It's just me taking my rightful place and finally getting my daddy all to myself. You can cuddle me all night long, and then tomorrow morning I'll see just how much of this monster I can fit in my throat. That's right, Daddy. I'm going to take such good care of you.